day four of a deadly bombing attack on East Ghouta near Syria's capital, Damascus.
Dalu!
Videos posted online by rescue workers and activists purport to show airstrikes targeting the town of Arbin. Rescue workers can be seen attending to wounded people, including a child, after what they believe is an attack by pro-government fighters. The death toll from Thursday's attack was put at 75 civilians by Britain-based war monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Meanwhile, the Syrian government has blasted a US-led airstrike in the oil-rich east that killed 100 pro-government fighters. State-owned broadcaster Sana led the condemnation.
In a new aggression and in an attempt to back terrorism, the US-led international coalition targeted popular forces who are fighting Daesh and Qasd in the countryside of Deir el-Zur.
But US Secretary of Defense spokeswoman Dana White says the US was responding to an unprovoked attack on allied Kurdish and Arab fighters.
Our forces have the inherent right to self-defense. We are not looking for a conflict with the regime. Any action that takes away from our ongoing operations to defeat ISIS is a distraction.
Russia has reacted angrily, saying the incident shows the US is remaining in Syria illegally, not to fight IS, but to seize and hold Syrian economic assets. It's the deadliest confrontation between the US military and the Syrian government so far, in a sign the seven-year war is worsening. US-backed militias declared victory over IS in Raqqa, the last remaining jihadist stronghold, in October. But far from leading to the end of fighting, the absence of a common enemy has exposed other, more complex battles that are now being fought on multiple fronts. A former member of the Syrian parliament, Sharif Shahadeh, who is now a political analyst, accuses the United States of deliberately fueling the conflict.
America wants creative chaos, and this is what we're witnessing in eastern regions. Until this moment, I don't understand what America and its bases are doing there in the eastern region. If they're there to fight Daesh and Daesh is still there and the terrorist groups are there, so chaos is good for the United States and it does not want it to end.
The United Nations and aid groups want an immediate month-long humanitarian ceasefire. The US has now backed the proposal, but Russia's ambassador to the United Nations, Vasily Nebenzia, is sceptical.
You understand that's not realistic. We would like to see a ceasefire and the end of war in Syria, but the terrorists, I'm not sure they are in agreement with what the US is proposed.
In a separate development, two infamous British members of IS have been seized by Syrian Kurdish fighters, according to US officials. The two men were part of a group of four nicknamed the Beatles due to their British accents. The notorious IS cell was responsible for beheading several Westerners, including US journalists James Foley and Stephen Sotloff, and American aid worker Peter Kassig.